Hello, as many of you know, a national school walkout took place today. Students walked out of school for a 17-minute protest in memory of the 17 people who were recently killed at a Florida high school. One of the main purposes of the demonstrations was to protest gun violence in our country. Some parents fought against the walkouts and blocked their kids from participating. I am not one of those parents. I am so proud of the students who made their voices heard today. I fully support them. I have no problem with kids, any or anyone for that matter, participating in peaceful protests. Last night, I mentioned to my kids that it would be fine for them to participate in any peaceful walkouts today at school. They just needed to be prepared to take any negative consequences that might arise as a result of doing so. Fortunately, both of my son's schools, like many New York City schools, ended up taking part in the walkout in an organized and supportive manner. It's been interesting to see the various reactions of parents on social media about this topic leading up to today. As in most things that are matters of opinion, I think that each family should do what most closely falls in line with the things that their family values. What I don't like is this either-or mentality in regards to how kids should protest. Several people were saying things like, "Why don't the kids step up and do 17 acts of kindness towards other students instead of walking out and protesting?" My question is, why does it have to be either-or? Are we not teaching our kids to step up and be kind to others every day? If not, that's part of the problem. Instead of criticizing the protesting students, I think that we adults need to be more humble and apologetic to them. We, as in the collective we, are the ones who have put them in this fearful situation. Ultimately, the person who does the shootings is responsible for their action. However, we have not helped prevent their actions in several meaningful ways. Number one, in many school shooting cases, there has been a breakdown in the home situation of the shooters. Please note that I'm saying some cases. I am not one of those people who automatically blame parents for their kids' actions. I have definitely witnessed my kids saying and doing things that they never heard or seen at home, that they've never heard or seen at home. And I wonder sometimes out loud to them, who raised you? Number two, at other times there has been a breakdown in the community. It really does take a village to raise a child well. Oftentimes, not every time, it turns out that multiple people knew that the eventual shooters were having emotional and social challenges before they acted out in violent ways, yet no one thought to step in and help them in meaningful ways. Number three, lastly, it is our fault because there has been a breakdown in political representatives serving the interests of their constituents. We have not walked to the booths and voted out politicians who are more indebted to powerful gun lobbyist groups than to the communities that they were voted to represent. There are candidates from all sides of the political aisle who are indebted to the NRA specifically. For me, this isn't a political party or even a gun rights issue. Responsible gun owners should be able to keep their made for civilian use style guns if they like, in my opinion. The issue is that from the vast majority of accounts, both conservative and liberal-leaning polling, the majority of Americans support stricter gun control laws. It's time to vote for those who represent their constituents instead of their financial backers first. In essence, the kids are stepping up and stepping out because we as a society have failed to do so. I can't get upset and punish my child if he decides to do something about it. Besides, for those who were so concerned about the walkout disrupting the school day, it takes much more than 17 minutes to practice the soft lockdown and hard lockdown drills, which many schools are now required to do each year as school safety measures due to recurring traumatic school events in our country. So, those are just my thoughts. That's it for me today. Take care.